WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Over the last few episodes, I've been talking about weather radar. Radar has changed a great deal with the deployment of the nationwide Doppler radar network of the National Weather Service, but there are still improvements to be made. The National Weather Service is currently implementing a big improvement with a modification of the present network to use dual polarization capability. The present Doppler weather radar network sends out a pulse in one plane, while dual polarization collects information from the emission of two pulses, one in the horizontal and one in the vertical. This technology will improve the radar's ability to detect hail, to distinguish between rain and snow, and to estimate rainfall by knowing more about drop size and distribution. Further down the road will come phased array radar. So what makes phased array radar different? Well, current WSR 88D radars transmit a single beam of energy at a time, listen for the returned energy reflected from raindrops, then mechanically tilt up in order to scan the volume. When the entire volume of the atmosphere has been sampled from bottom to top around the radar location, the radar starts the process all over again. The volume scanning strategy takes around 5 minutes to complete. Phased array radars, on the other hand, use multiple beams sent out at one time, so the antennas never need to tilt. Scanning takes only about 30 seconds, and phased array radar already has dual polarization capability. I'll extend the information on phased array in the next installment of WeatherBrains 101 by looking at some of the advantages and benefits this will bring to weather forecasts and warnings. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.